Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today. A preliminary examination is underway Friday, April 10th, for Mark Wesley Rolfe, facing multiple charges of criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree, a witness intimidation charge was dismissed. The prosecution requested amending offense dates and binding Rolfe over for additional counts of criminal sexual conduct, fourth degree, for both victims. They argued testimony established touching for sexual gratification with force or coercion, citing Rolfe's position of authority and the victim's fear. The defense opposed binding over, citing the victim's delayed reporting and initial denials as undermining credibility. They argued a lack of physical evidence and no proof of sexual touching or intent for sexual gratification. The court recessed to review the evidence and legal elements. The court did find that Mr. Rolfe intentionally touched the victims inappropriately all over clothing. This conduct was determined to be for sexual arousal or gratification based on testimony regarding discussions between Mr. Rolfe and the victims. The court also found that force was used for touching on both victims. Additionally, Mr. Rolfe's position of authority over the victims and the provisions of gifts constituted coercion. The elements for criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree have been met for both victims. The case is now bound over to the circuit court for an arraignment scheduled for Monday, April 27th at 9 a.m. Five counts are associated with one victim and two counts with the other victim. And a grass fire response on Saginaw's east side led to a grim discovery Wednesday morning as firefighters located human remains behind a vacant structure. Crews had been dispatched shortly before noon to the area of Bagley Street and East Holland Road after reports of a fire spreading through nearby grass. While working to contain the flames, firefighters found the body of an adult male and immediately notified law enforcement. Police, along with investigators from the Michigan State Police Major Case Unit, secured the scene and began collecting evidence. Authorities have not yet confirmed the man's identity or cause of death and say efforts are underway to notify next of kin. Anyone with information is being asked to contact the Saginaw Police Department or submit tips anonymously through Crime Stoppers. And in Saginaw County, a nearly two-year-old homicide investigation has led to an arrest in the shooting death of a retired Bay City teacher. Authorities say 23-year-old Bryce Rowley of Schwartz Creek has been charged with multiple offenses, including open murder, in connection with the death of 80-year-old John Strachan. Strachan, a former math teacher at Bay City Western High School, was fatally shot while driving along I-75 near the Holland Road exit in Buena Vista Township during the early morning hours of May 17, 2024. Investigators at the time indicated the shooting was not random, but few additional details were released. According to court records, surveillance footage placed Raleigh and Strachan together prior to the shooting, and cell phone data reportedly showed the two were in close proximity at the time of the incident. The case remained unsolved for nearly 2 years before the recent arrest. Rowley had previously faced charges in a separate Saginaw shooting months after Stratton's death, though those charges were later dismissed following a preliminary hearing. In the Strachan case, no motive has been publicly identified, and Michigan State Police say continued investigative efforts ultimately led to the arrest. Rowley is currently being held without bond at the Saginaw County Jail as the case moves forward. When we come back after this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
This is Paul from the AVS Tech Team. I'm one of the certified technicians who can help you with your computer repair and networking needs. Got a virus? No problem. Broken screen? We'll fix it. Ready to upgrade to a new PC? We've got those too. We'll even come to you for bigger projects that require on-site work at your home, farm, or business. No project is too big or small, and it's all done for an affordable price. We're offering our PC scan and clean service for only $65. That's a $10 savings and gets you a complete tune-up on your computer. So give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our offices in Pigeon or Sandusky to get your computer running at its best.
Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through April 30th, 2026.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Moving on with our national news, federal court rules on Pentagon media access. A federal judge ruled today that the Department of Defense is in violation of a previous court order regarding journalist access. The ruling stems from a lawsuit filed by news organizations after credentials were restricted for reporters covering military operations. The judge emphasized that the First Amendment requires a transparent process for granting media access to significant military developments. The Pentagon has been ordered to immediately restore access to a specific group of credentialed journalists who had been barred. Defense officials cited security concerns for the initial restrictions, but must now provide a more detailed legal justification for any future exclusions. This decision is seen as a victory for press freedom and government accountability. In other national news, new federal transportation bill targets road maintenance. Lawmakers are currently drafting a significant federal transportation reauthorization bill aimed at addressing deteriorating infrastructure. A recent white paper from Consumer Reports highlighted that heavy-duty trucks cause disproportionately more damage to roadways than passenger vehicles, while contributing to less to maintenance funds. The bill proposes new fee structure to bridge this funding gap. The legislation also includes provisions for expanded public transit and high-speed rail initiatives, though these have faced criticism from some budget hawks. Proponents argue that the modernized transportation network is essential for national economic competitiveness. Negotiations are expected to continue through the spring as both parties seek common ground on funding mechanisms. When we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
Hi, this is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. Spring is a season of fresh starts, and if you've been thinking about the next step for your loved one, this may be the right time to explore your options. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we provide both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation in a warm, supportive environment where residents are treated with dignity and respect. We understand how difficult these decisions can be, and our experienced team is here to answer your questions and help you feel confident in your choice. We're proud to serve families throughout Huron County with personalized care that truly feels like home. We remain focused on what matters most, compassionate care and peace of mind for the families we serve. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. Remember, the choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare Managed community, and we are all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our international news, Cambodia and France seek strategic partnership. Cambodia and France have announced plans to upgrade their bilateral relationship to a strategic partnership. This move aims to expand cooperation in key areas, including trade, defense, healthcare, and education. The announcement followed a high-level meeting between diplomats from both nations who emphasized their shared history and commitment to regional stability. French officials noted that Cambodia is a key partner in Southeast Asia and that the new partnership will facilitate greater European investment in the region. For Cambodia, the agreement provides an opportunity to diversify its international alliances and gain access to advanced French technology. The formal agreement is expected to be signed during an upcoming state visit to Paris. In other international news, Myanmar signs legume export agreement with India. Myanmar and India have entered into a new trade agreement that will see a significant increase in the export of black gram and pigeon peas. Under the terms of the deal, Myanmar will export 350,000 tons of those legumes to India annually. This agreement is expected to provide a substantial boost to Myanmar's agriculture sector and stabilize its foreign exchange reserves. India, a major consumer of legumes, views this deal as a way to ensure its food security and stabilize domestic prices. The two countries also discussed expanding cooperation in other areas of trade and infrastructure development. This agreement marks a rare point of economic cooperation for Myanmar, and it continues to navigate internal political challenges. When we come back after this Franklin Restaurant sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
All-you-can-eat Taco Tuesdays are back at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant. You heard right. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant has All-You-Can-Eat Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. And your ticket to Flavortown doesn't stop there. Mondays, you can sink your teeth into mouth-watering prime rib. Wednesdays, rib night. And Thursdays, you can enjoy a juicy New York strip. Fridays are Fish Fry Fridays, and there's also a full menu of the best quality food that is organic diet-friendly at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant in Bad Axe. Whether you're looking for fresh, light meals, classic comfort food, or something for that special occasion, the Franklin Restaurant delivers consistent quality you can taste. If you live or work in the Thumb, you owe it to yourself to enjoy food that is straightforward, well-prepared, and mindful of what goes into it. Because you are what you eat, so make it the best. Good food, honest service, and a meal you can feel good about. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant, kitchen open 3 to 9, lounge open all day. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant is on the east side of Bad Axe across from Self Serve Lumber and Ossentoski Farm Equipment. Be sure to follow the Franklin Inn on Facebook for pop-up buffets and local events.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and we have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today.